With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After giving civilians a heads up to clear out, Israel has intensified its bombing campaign in and around Gaza's second largest city.
Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel said it will be more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the southern city of Khan Yunis, the latest target of the offensive, which was home to more than 400,000 people before the war. Israel's ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods instead of the entire region as it did in the north. But there are fewer and fewer places for people to go. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Europe's Home Affairs Commissioner warning of a significant threat of terrorist attacks over this Christmas season. Also at SRNnews.com, when police came knocking at the door of a house in Arlington, Virginia yesterday, there to deliver a search warrant, the house exploded and a massive fireball that showered debris all around. Bob Maines lives nearby, says he was just sitting at home watching TV when all of a sudden,
the whole house shook from the sound concussion. It wasn't an earthquake kind of tremor, but the whole house shook. And I could hear noises from things on the second floor. Noises from something, stuff shaking up there. And I thought a tree had fallen on the house.
No police officers were seriously injured. The fate of the suspect, thought to have been inside the house at the time of the explosion, is unknown. FBI Director Wray expected to make a case for extension of the FISA surveillance program. He testifies today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures down 93 points. NASDAQ futures off 85. This is SRN News. Jewish students don't feel safe on America's college campuses.
A new poll released by the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International finds that only 45% of Jewish young people think they are safe from harm at school. The pro-Palestinian rallies on campus have a lot to do with that. Before the Hamas attack on Israel in October, 66% of Jewish students said they felt safe. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, as it has been around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians is widespread in the Middle East and Africa, but Europe has its problems too. New report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe finds hate crimes on the continent are up nearly 50%. According to the Observatory, there's been a sharp increase in arson attacks on churches in Europe. Other reports on hate crimes against Christians in Europe find that Muslim radicals are almost always to blame. This is SRN News. A disgraced former member of Congress has already landed a new gig.
The now former Congressman George Santos has opened a Cameo account where the public can pay $200 for a personalized video message. Screenshots of his account with a bio former congressional icon started to spread online early Monday, and by the afternoon, users were posting clips of Santos offering advice, blowing kisses, and making jokes about Botox. He is also selling text messages. Santos was expelled from the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday following a scandaled plague tenure in Congress and a looming criminal trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Kremlin says Russian President Putin will make a one-day trip to the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, focusing on the Israel-Hamas war. He'll also host the president of Iran in Moscow later this week. More details at SRNnews.com.